It's not like that I'm anti-happy. It's just, you know, in my own songwriting, whenever I try to write a happy song, I just get bored.
Introspective and even brooding are words that come to mind when describing the music of Amy Mann, but not usually the music of Christmas. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. From her Days Until Tuesday to her award-winning solo career, Amy Mann's used songwriting to observe life's bittersweet side. So what better artist to examine those holiday ups and downs through music? Classic and new tunes are all part of Amy's now third annual Christmas show and on her debut Christmas album, One More Drifter in the Snow. And when Amy Mann stopped by FUV to perform a few of the songs, I learned just what it took for her to get into the holiday spirit. So it was presumably 85 degrees and sunny out and one's wearing turtlenecks. Like, what sort of things did you do to conjure it up?
I actually have a collection of stuffed Santas that sort of look almost gnome-like. And I brought a few stuffed Santas to the control room and sat them up, and we had some Christmas lights. And, you know, I mean, you know, in the studio, it's not like you're, you know, the sun's not shining in the studio. You're kind of underground. So, you know, once you start listening to the music, you totally get into the Christmas spirit.
So tell us about this collection of stuffed Santas. I'm curious. Are they like vintage?
Yeah, I think they're from like the 50s and 60s. You know, they're about, each about 20 inches high, and they have little pointy heads. They all look almost exactly alike. They're kind of troll-like almost, and they have these molded plastic faces, and some of them look drunk because, you know, like maybe their eyes aren't painted on exactly right. But they're pretty great.
They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly.
Was there something about doing a Christmas record that was kind of a curveball for you? Because it is all like happy songs. Or was some of the spookiness, was that how you kind of balanced it too?
Yeah, because what Paul and I did was, you know, we sort of talked about Christmas and the things that we remembered from our childhood and how we felt about Christmas. And I was sort of telling him that when I was a little kid, I would get up in the middle of the night on Christmas Eve and like look for the Christmas star. And, you know, there is like a feeling of mystery and a feeling of spookiness, you know, in a good way when you're a kid. But there's also, you know, a bit of that Charlie Brown kind of like, I already know everybody hates me. Why do they have to have a holiday to emphasize that? And that's like the kind of adult thing that people get, you know, when they're like, oh, Christmas, where it's sort of depressing. But like as a kid, it's all kind of this delicious anticipation, but it is kind of serious and spooky in this great way. So we did want to include that vibe somewhere in the record.
'Cause comfort's not possible when you look past the joy to the end. Calling on Mary is fine. Unless you're alone like me, if there's a star above, then it can look like love when they light up the Christmas tree.
A Christmas song from Amy Mann called Calling on Mary, recorded live at FUV. You can hear the whole interview and performance in our archives at WFUV.org.